While we're in the darkest months of the year, your headlights are working overtime and dimming over time and can lose up to 50 feet of visibility before burnout. That's roughly the length of a tractor trailer. Before they burn out, switch to easy-to-install Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights, designed to improve your driving visibility by directing brighter light where needed. If you're wanting better visibility, look to Sylvania, the experts in lighting with 100-plus years of expertise. Switch today at sylvania.com and see better tonight.
Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, last week we saw The Guardian choosing to leave Elon Musk's ex-social media platform. In a message to readers, it said that the US presidential election underlined its concerns that its owner, Elon Musk, had been able to use X to shape political discourse. But is it a platform beyond redemption? Stephen O'Leary, the founder of Alitico, joins me now. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Bobby.
Now, maybe give us a bit of a scene set here, if you would, Stephen. We all know about Twitter, its migration to X, its valuation, crazy money spent buying it, the devaluation since Musk took it over, the influence, good and bad, and now this new boy in town, Blue Sky. Tell us more about how we arrived here today.
So this all comes back to Elon Musk and his acquisition of what's now known as X, and we used to know as Twitter, and what has happened to the platform in the 24 to 36 months since. And essentially, it has changed in some ways beyond all recognition. It was by no means a perfect social network before he took it over, but I think by any measure, it has become an entirely different place now, and for a lot of people, not a very pleasant place.
And that's the fact that you can really say and do as you like on it without any fear of any curtailment or censorship.
Yeah, the moderation and trust and safety teams were essentially gutted, and Musk openly talked about the fact that he was going to do this and proceeded to do it. And what it's meant is, along with a number of other changes that have happened on the platform, particularly how the verified system works, so you can essentially pay for a blue tick that gives you greater prominence, it means that the quality of discourse has rapidly gone downhill, and the amount of abusive content has probably increased. So there's an awful lot of anger there now. The level and the types of conversations that we used to enjoy in the early days of X are gone. And so a number of different organizations have stepped in to try and fill this void. Probably most notably, actually, Facebook or Meta with their Threads app, which has got hundreds of millions of users. And in fact, based on current projections, is set to pass the user base on X by the end of the year. But really, in the last probably 2 weeks in particular, there has been a groundswell of support and a huge growth in terms of followers on this new platform, Blue Sky.
And Blue Sky, what is it that Twitter isn't in terms of it's a less negative place? Is the news validated any more than it would be on Twitter?
It's a I suppose there's a couple of different things. It makes the process of curating what it is you see so much easier than what happens on X. So a pivotal point, and this is important for context, a pivotal point in X's development was when it switched from a default view of your followers, the people you had chosen to seek information from, to a For You page, which is what you were brought to. And that subtle-ish change in that user experience meant suddenly you started to be served on X and Twitter content that you wouldn't have probably chosen to seek out. And yet it might have made you angry or elicited an emotional response. And so users started reporting this kind of increase of content.
Invasion of stuff I want to see.
Exactly. Now, It's not that Blue Sky doesn't have that For You page. It does. But it defaults to a follower view. And because it is relatively new, and although it's growing to the tune of a million new users a day, the ease with which you can kind of curate your followers on the network is, it's just much easier. It's a much better experience. And critically, there are really strong trust and safety and moderation systems in place. So it means that very, very quickly you can block people that you don't want to see. And a real kind of, I think, tipping point for X and Twitter was when Musk removed the ability for you to do that unilaterally. And so your ability to filter out the stuff you didn't want to see became so much harder. And if you look across the board now, those who have joined Blue Sky, particularly in recent weeks and months, just report how much more of a positive experience it is. And Adrian Weckler was talking about a live broadcast, the leaders debate that happened earlier this week. And he said that, you know, that typical second screen experience where you go online at the same time as consuming something to see how people are feeling, X occupied that space.
Yeah, I used to love that.
It was superb.
Yeah.
And yet, really, that has gone rapidly downhill. And he contrasted the conversation during the leaders' debate on Blue Sky and X. And he said they were worlds apart, that essentially the quality of conversation, and although it wasn't everyone agreeing with each other, it was, you know, a much richer, more informative, less misinformation-filled space where people actually shared their opinions of what was going on. And I remember, I joined Twitter back in 2009. I remember those early years where that's what it felt like. It felt like this really great place to have public conversation that didn't feel dangerous or toxic.
Interesting, because my memory of watching The Dragon's Den when it came out and when we were all steeped in it, I used to put on the program and have the Twitter feed open, and even the humour and the jokes around the comments as the live show was unfurling was fantastic. I don't do that anymore.
No, and yet, you know, Weckler pointed to another upcoming moment, which is the toy show. And he said that that could be this real tipping point for Blue Sky as a platform, because potentially that is something that in the past people have really almost come together on X or Twitter to just, you know, watch along. And Blue Sky has this potential opportunity to be a space where an increasing number of people go to. And if on the Saturday morning, the conversations with your friends or at the coffee shop or in these places are, God, did you see the chat on Blue Sky about the toy show last night? Anyone who's not there and hears that and says, God, no, I didn't see that. I was, you know, I looked on X or Twitter. You know, what was it like? Those can be those tipping point moments where lots of people say, well, maybe that's the place I need to be.
All right, Stephen O'Leary, thank you again for excellent analysis. I knew it would be good, and thank you for joining us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
While we're in the darkest months of the year, your headlights are working overtime and dimming over time and can lose up to 50 feet of visibility before burnout. That's roughly the length of a tractor trailer. Before they burn out, switch to easy-to-install Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights, designed to improve your driving visibility by directing brighter light where needed. If you're wanting better visibility, look to Sylvania, the experts in lighting with 100-plus years of expertise. Switch today at sylvania.com and see better tonight.